The 9th of November 2020, my name is Charlie and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1119. Our topic today is, gut health. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Inulin is a prebiotic fiber, which means it nourishes good bacteria and promotes healthy intestinal flora. High fiber foods can be good for gut health by providing probiotic bacteria in the form of prebiotic fiber. Since inulin cannot be broken down in the small intestine, it reaches the lower GI tract, where the intestine lives, where it nourishes good bacteria and healthy intestinal flora. In addition to providing prebiotic fuels for gut bacteria, inulin-rich foods also offer other health benefits, including lower blood pressure, lower risk of heart disease and diabetes, and better ability to manage diabetes. Since probiotics are good bacteria that live and are in the gut, they provide a food that is supposed to promote the growth of beneficial bacteria in your gut. Adding prebiotics and probiotics to your diet can be a great way to improve gut health and reduce your risk of diabetes. The best approach is to consult with your healthcare provider when selecting probiotics and prebiotics to ensure the best health benefits. Further research results. Reliable information about how your microbiome affects your health can be found in our special center. In this article, we have listed 10 scientifically supported ways to improve your gut microbiome and improve your overall health, as well as the health benefits of probiotics and prebiotics. Research suggests that taking probiotics can support a healthy gut microbiome and prevent intestinal inflammation and other intestinal problems. Some people choose probiotics to strengthen the beneficial bacteria in their gut. Studies have shown that prob antibiotics can help to restore gut bacteria to healthy levels that protect against inflammation. Some of the above-mentioned probiotics thrive in live fermented foods, which are a natural probiotic that can be eaten or drunk. Prebiotics, many of which are being studied, cause inflammation in the gut of people with a healthy gut microbiome, but not in healthy people. However, the Western diet is permeated with foods that promote healthy gut flora, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, and whole grains. However, processed carbohydrates, high-fat foods and dairy products have been shown to cause intestinal imbalances. If you are struggling with abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, constipation or other digestive problems, you may want to consider avoiding things like dairy, gluten and cereals because they can be difficult to digest and can have a negative effect on your gut health. In fact, a healthy intestinal flora is largely responsible for your overall health, but sometimes a healthy diet is not enough. You need to support your body's intestinal health with supplements such as probiotics, vitamins, minerals and other natural dietary supplements. A good option is a combination of supplements that support health with vitamins and minerals, as well as dietary supplements such as fiber, proteins and vitamins B12. The intestinal flora also plays an important role in the immune system, acting as a barrier, preventing the growth of harmful pathogenic bacteria and helping to produce vitamins B and K. Healthy intestinal flora helps with digestion. It helps the body digest certain foods that the stomach and small intestine cannot digest. The human gut is more complex than previously thought and has enormous effects on the health of the entire body. Some studies have even linked the microbiome to the gut and brain axis of health and function. A healthy gut can prevent cancer and autoimmune diseases, contribute to better mood, lower blood pressure, better sleep and more. While some microorganisms are harmful to your health, many are beneficial to your body's overall health, such as healthy blood sugar levels and immune system. There are a number of lifestyle changes you can make to positively affect your gut health and overall health as a result. A variety of good bacteria in the gut helps fight obesity, improves symptoms of depression, can improve immune system function and offers numerous other benefits. Eating processed, high-sugar foods and taking antibiotics can damage the gut microbiome and damage the microbiome. How healthy your gut is determines the strength of your immune system and mood and how well you digest your food. Poor gut health, in turn, can affect your ability to digest and absorb nutrients, which can mean you don't get all the nutrients you need, which can lead to poor nutrition and potential disease. How well your food is digested can also lead to digestive problems in people with bad gut health. Your gut is full of billions of bacteria, fungi and viruses, which are vital for your immune system and your overall health and well-being. These microorganisms are often referred to as good bugs and help your gut function as it should. The gut microbiome is made up of trillions of microorganisms and their genetic material that lives in your gut. These microorganisms, which are mainly bacteria, are involved in functions that are crucial for your health and well-being. The bacteria live within your digestive system and play a key role in digesting the food you eat. They also help absorb and synthesize nutrients and help your immune system function as it should. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.